$500 billion is the number attached to NVIDIA's announcement. The harder thing to price is what that money would be betting on: years of future demand for AI hardware that can lose value quickly. This is The Synthetic Lens. I'm David Carver. Today, NVIDIA wants Wall Street to help finance the AI factory. The headline number is enormous. The commitments behind it aren't final, and the contracts will determine who carries the risk.
The $500 billion figure in NVIDIA's announcement needs a qualifier. NVIDIA signed a Memorandums of Understanding with Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Brookfield, Goldman Sachs, and KKR. The stated aim is to establish independent compute financing platforms that could mobilize more than $500 billion of third-party capital over time for AI infrastructure. The release says the arrangements were made subject to final agreements. No fund of that size has closed. NVIDIA also hasn't disclosed a funded transaction or a GPU-backed security. The release provides no legal entities, investors, collateral terms, or customer. The company is trying to persuade the financial industry that AI compute can produce cash flows durable enough to support outside investment. That could give more companies access to capacity without requiring them to pay the full cost up front. It could also spread the consequences of a bad demand forecast beyond the companies buying chips. The contracts will determine where those consequences land.
The document matters here because the headline number has already traveled farther than the terms behind it. NVIDIA says the platforms would create dedicated pools of capital at attractive rates for customers across its ecosystem, including frontier labs, enterprises, and AI cloud operators. It also says the underwriting would be independent. The release gives no firm-by-firm commitment or closing date. It names no project or borrower and offers no details on interest rates, ownership, collateral, or who absorbs a loss. The proposal is best understood as an attempt to design a market. NVIDIA wants specialist investors to evaluate systems built around its compute as productive infrastructure with useful lives, resale values, and contracted revenue that can support financing. NVIDIA and its chief executive, Jensen Huang, argue that broad adoption, the CUDA software ecosystem, flexibility across customers, and continuing efficiency gains make the company's compute transferable and long-lived. Those are NVIDIA's assertions. The market doesn't yet have a public collateral record showing how these systems perform across a downturn. Private capital was already moving into AI compute before this announcement. In June, Broadcom, Apollo, and Blackstone announced a separate AI XPV platform with an initial $35 billion capital solution. NVIDIA describes its six-firm effort as a first of its kind, but that remains the company's characterization of the category.
The basic model is familiar, although NVIDIA hasn't disclosed the structure of these proposed deals. An AI cloud, lab, enterprise, or data center operator needs expensive compute capacity. A financing vehicle could buy or fund the systems and recover its money through contracted payments for their use. Investors would lend against or own a claim on the expected revenue. The customer would preserve its own balance sheet by avoiding the full upfront purchase. The economics can work when the contracts last, the customer can pay, the machines remain useful, and the systems can be redeployed if necessary. Buildings, grid connections, and server racks are real assets, and demand for compute is real. The difficult part is proving that the revenue and residual value will last as long as the financing. Public filings show parts of this commercial model already in operation. Iron disclosed a 5-year NVIDIA GPU services agreement worth about $3.4 billion, alongside NVIDIA-linked investment rights tied to delivery milestones. It demonstrates contracted GPU services and financing incentives, although it isn't a blueprint for the six proposed platforms. NVIDIA has a direct interest in lowering the financing hurdle. Its annual filing says customers' and partners' access to capital, data centers, and energy is material to revenue, especially among less capitalized companies. Easier financing could bring more customers into the market for capacity.
Asset finance can eventually include securitization, but the terms aren't interchangeable. Axios has reported that securitization could feature in the eventual funding mix. NVIDIA hasn't announced an asset-backed issuance or published a prospectus, so securitization remains one possible future structure.
A lender will begin with utilization. Are the machines busy enough, at a high enough price, for long enough to service the financing? A second concern is customer credit. If a lab or cloud operator can't pay, the contract needs to specify who has recourse and against which assets. Residual value matters as well, because newer hardware can reset the economics of an older system. Investors need to know what that system could earn elsewhere or fetch in a sale. The public documents don't assign those risks. A customer might retain them through a take-or-pay contract. An operator, equity sponsor, and lender might share them. A vendor could add support or guarantees. Collateral and covenants could also protect investors, but an MOU doesn't reveal whether any of those protections exist. NVIDIA's own disclosures show why useful life deserves attention. The company says it operates on an annual data center product cadence. Its fiscal 2026 filing also recorded a $4.5 billion charge related to excess H2O inventory and purchase obligations. That charge doesn't establish that current systems will be impaired. It does show that hardware transitions can carry substantial financial consequences. Operators describe the same concern in their filings. Iron flags GPU useful life, obsolescence, and possible impairment as risks. CoreWeave depreciates computing equipment over 6 years and tests long-lived assets for impairment when expected cash flows may not recover their carrying value. These policies don't predict losses in NVIDIA's proposed platforms. They show the assumptions a financing structure must withstand after demand cools or the hardware cycle turns. Delivery creates another layer of exposure. NVIDIA's release doesn't say whether financing stops at the server racks or extends to network equipment, electrical supply, and buildings. Compute earns nothing while the site waits for power, construction, cooling, or network capacity.
Independent capital providers could impose discipline on both the hardware supplier and the customer. They can require stronger contracts, more equity beneath the debt, experienced operators, and clear remedies after a default. If that happens, investors will price the risk instead of accepting a vendor's demand forecast at face value. The potential conflict is equally clear. NVIDIA supplies the hardware and benefits when customers can finance more capacity. Investors will therefore want to know whether the company keeps any economic exposure through guarantees, purchase commitments, revenue sharing, or support for the hardware's residual value. The August release discloses no such exposure for the SEC's proposed platforms. NVIDIA has separately reported up to $3.5 billion of maximum gross exposure in partner facility lease guarantees. It has also described AI cloud arrangements involving product revenue, revenue sharing, and credit support. Those relationships are documented, but they don't establish the mechanics of these new platforms. That distinction matters because risk is easiest to price when every obligation is visible in one place. If support is divided among suppliers, customers, funds, and special vehicles, investors may not see the complete exposure until one of those parties comes under stress.
A definitive agreement will be the next consequential document. It should identify the platform or project, the committed capital, the owner of the hardware, and the collateral behind the financing. Contract length and customer payment obligations will show how much demand risk moves to investors. Any guarantee, vendor commitment, or residual value support will show how much remains elsewhere. At this stage, the announcement records the intent of a powerful supplier and six major capital firms to test GPU-backed infrastructure finance at scale. Mature asset class status will depend on the deals they close and how those deals perform. The contracts will provide the decisive evidence by assigning revenue, losses, and the residual value of the machines after newer hardware ships.